Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is 11:06 a.m. and with Halloween coming up, today I'm going to talk about some of the best and worst films to watch during Halloween. A lot of people go straight for the horror section around September and October, which is somewhat thinned out by the time you get there near Halloween, because everybody's rented everything. Some people go for entire marathons. But today, we're talking about the best and the worst options for those films. As most of you know, ABC does their 13 Nights of Halloween. And this year, it's pretty much, with the exception of Poltergeist, everything is very, very family and kid-oriented. Now, Poltergeist and Poltergeist 2 are not necessarily family films that you want your children to see, especially young children. Trust me, they will have nightmares. Matilda, that's actually what I call my kid sister because that movie came out when she was little. Reminds me of her because she looks just like her. It's not really a Halloween movie. It's a good family film. I really suggest seeing it for people with small children. Paranorman. Couldn't really get into it. It's very geared towards kids. Probably early teens, a little bit younger than early teens, but not really catches the rest of the audience's attention. Tim Burton's Corpse Bride. Every little girl loves this movie. At least most of the ones I know. A couple years ago when this movie first came out, everybody was dressed in this Corpse Bride. From adults to little children. Nightmare Before Christmas. Total staple around Halloween and Christmas time. You cannot go wrong with this movie. It is absolutely a blast. Jack Skellington and Sally are the perfect couple. Casper, excellent movie. I do recommend that if you have not seen it. Addams Family. Addams Family Values. The first main ones with the full cast in them. When they started changing the cast, that's where things got a little dicey. With the original cast, it's absolutely amazing, and you fall in love with it. It'll take you to your dark side. Monsters University. Cute film, especially with kids. They learn not to be afraid of monsters, although there are some monsters you want them to be afraid of. Toy Story of Terror. I have not seen that yet, so I couldn't really tell you much about it. But with Toy Story, how can you go wrong? Kids love Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Hocus Pocus. One of the few films on here that has to do with witches. Doesn't portray them in the best light, but it's still a fun film. It still takes you back to the whole Salem witch trials and the when innocents would go missing from their beds, they would blame spinsters that didn't have husbands or families. It's a good film. I see it every year for Halloween. Sleepy Hollow. Now, that's a bit scary for kids. I will tell you that right now. It goes on the darker side of things as far as Sleepy Hollow. It is not the cartoon. Johnny Depp. Amazing performance, as usual. Christina Ricci, awesome performance, as usual. Tim Burton's Frankenweenie. Kind of cute. I couldn't really get into that one either. Dark Shadows. For us old people out there, we actually remember the original series. And I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to where it was on reruns when I was younger. and my mom watched it a lot. So I do kind of remember the old show, which, I mean, you can still get. It's a cute film. It's got the girl from If I Stay in it, which absolutely adorable. Johnny Depp, again, amazing performance. Still brings a little bit of humor. Not as funny as you'd expect it to be. Poltergeist, once again, I will reiterate the statement, do not let small children watch this movie. They will have nightmares for probably the rest of their lives. I grew up watching this movie when I was younger. It did not affect me the way it affected most kids, because then again, I also had a warped, fricked up mind. I actually got picked on a lot because I had bright towhead blonde hair like the little girl, like Carol Ann. So I got picked on by my family and friends for looking like Carol Ann from the Poltergeist. Poltergeist 2, The Other Side. Again, with the mirrors, don't let small children watch this, because they will be seeing everything in mirrors. They will be freaking out. Batman and Batman Returns. Hello, the originals? Of course. Halloween related, not so much, but then again, everybody's going to go as Batman. Or the Joker, you know, my personal favorite. Those are pretty much the only movies that are playing on 13 Days of Halloween. And most of them are well worth seeing. Those are the things that you will want to see. Now I'm going to pick a few. I'm not going to do all of them, but some of the worst movies you could actually possibly ever watch. And some of them that aren't so bad. They kind of get a bad rap. Death Tunnel. It's about initiation stunt that goes horribly wrong. You got five college girls locked in a Kentucky hospital built in 1910, where people died from the White Plague, which, if some of you don't know, that is tuberculosis. They used to cart people out during hospital hours and in the night through a tunnel that led out of the hospital into a field or incinerator away from the hospital. This movie does get a little far-fetched and out there as far as CGI and stuff like that, which I think is way too overplayed now. But it does get you down to that main story of why it's happening, and not really why it's happening, but why things are happening to these girls. It really shouldn't be on the worst, and I don't agree with the rating, but then again, it's not everybody's cup of tea. Let's see. Alien Origin. I could not stand that thing. Not really a horror movie, just retarded. It's supposed found footage of lost military expedition that exposes the origins of life on Earth. Not exactly. It's kind of my thing, but it was just too far out there and way too much chaos to deal with. Let's see. What other ones do we have on this list? That I have actually seen that I don't mind. Oh, there's one on here that I do agree with that is, like, annoys me profusely. Everyone has seen, if not, they should, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Perfect movie. Perfectly played out. Perfectly executed. They pulled a sequel to this. Bram Stoker's Way of the Vampire. This film almost dragged the original down with it. This film, this Way of the Vampire, was the worst vampire film, one of the worst vampire films I have ever seen. It's about Van Helsing is granted immortality by the Catholic Church until he can hunt down the last vampire prince and kill it. Perfect storyline. It's Bram Stoker. But the execution process was stupid. Wasn't even close to where it should have been. If you're going to do a Bram Stoker film, then you need to actually do it justice. Red Riding Hood. A lot of twists and turns, and it's kind of like a psychological mind screw. It's okay, I guess. It's just you kind of expect the ending to play out the way it does. So it's not really the best, but it's not really the worst either. One of the worst films I have ever seen, and it's not that it's worse for everyone or like you shouldn't see it, but for me, it created nightmares when I was really, really young. It was on TV, and I caught it, and, of course, my birthday is around Halloween, so I figured, screw it, I'll watch this. Biggest mistake I ever made, my mom should have came over and shut it off. It ruined clowns for me for the rest of my life. I will either cry and run away if I see a clown, or I will pretend that I didn't see it, and like it's not really there. If a clown comes up to try and hug me or touch me or talk to me, if it talks to me, I'll start to cry. If it tries to touch me, I get violent. Especially if it tries to hug me, I feel like I'm being kidnapped, and we're not going there. There are a lot of friends of mine that post that post pictures of clowns on my Facebook page and Instagram and Snapchat. I'm not amused, y'all. This is not okay. This is the point where I don't want to know you. Especially if it's the scary clown face and you're just coming out of nowhere with it. No, this is not okay. There's one town over in Europe that you could actually pay a evil clown to follow your child around on their birthday or before their birthday. And I'm sorry, but that is like the worst thing you could ever do to somebody. But the movie was Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And it's about these killer clowns from outer space, these aliens that come to Earth and start snatching people and putting them in giant balloons and cooking them in cotton candy and attacking them with popcorn. And it was horrifying. It ruined cotton candy for me for, like, years. I'm just now starting to deal with it. But it can't be pink. I can't have the pink cotton candy because I always think I'm going to pull it off and somebody's face is going to be inside. next movie. There you go. Now you know one of my worst fears. Troll 2. Troll, the first one, absolutely brilliant. Noah Hathaway, one of my favorite movies. Troll 2, way off. It doesn't even relate to Troll 1 in any sort of way, besides the fact that the goblins are there. But they're bigger because they're disguised as humans. It makes no sense. I do not recommend that film. It is completely insane. It's a family vacationing in a small town discovers the entire town is inhabited by goblins in disguise as humans who plan to eat them. If you've seen Troll, the first one, complete opposite of the second. Let's see, what other ones we got here that are like the worst? Sorority Sister Slaughter. Then again, if you're a college boy and you like girls a lot, this might be the film for you. It might turn you off a little bit. Girls of Capital Mega are popular, pretty, and love to party. However, the party will soon be dead. That pretty much sums up the entire movie. It is one long, dragged out party. One of the things on this list is Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know who put this on this list, but it needs to be taken off. I'll tell you that right now. There's 200 titles on this worst horror movie list, and Nightmare on Elm Street is not one of them. It is actually one of my favorites. I absolutely fell in love with Freddy Krueger when I was little. It was one of the first horror movies I ever saw when I was a child. I don't recommend that for every parent to let their child watch it, but I insisted, I begged. I used to have dreams about tripping Freddy Krueger as he's, you know, riding down the sidewalk on a skateboard. It was awesome. Barbara Anglin became one of my favorite actors of all time and still is. Wes Craven was a genius when he created this. I used to walk down Elm Street in Council Bluffs to and from school every day. And we always had to walk down Elm Street because I always insisted on it. It was one of my favorite films and still is. I love the entire series. Anything with Robert Englund, I'm good. But then again, I'm also biased because that's one of my favorite actors. So I don't agree with that being on the worst list. From Dusk Till Dawn, kind of, sort of. And then again, we're also going on the best list. From Dusk Till Dawn, of course. Awesome vampire movie. It's got Tarantino in it, so you can't go wrong with that. Next one is The Babadook. My kid freaked out when I told him he would not like it. I told my kids they were not allowed to watch it. And sure enough, they did it anyway when I was elsewhere in the house. I believe I was upstairs doing dishes or cleaning something or doing laundry. They turned it on and we started watching it, and I'm like, this is not okay. I do not expect you guys to sit through this. My younger one had no problem with it. My older one had a little bit of an issue. He could not finish it all at once. It started to get creepy, and he started to get scared. He was not okay with the Babadook. The other one that freaked him out was Annabelle. And I don't blame him because I had a bunch of porcelain dolls when I was little, and I still do. They're over at my mom's. I have no problem with dolls, with the exception of those rare, creepy-looking ones that look like they have a life of their own. And the part about this whole Annabelle it wasn't the doll. The doll was actually gorgeous. Didn't bother me so much. It was the fact that one of the scenes, you have this little girl running towards the door, and then all of a sudden it turns into this grown-ass woman who's, like, scaring the shit out of you. I was a little terrified. I was done at that point. I'm sorry, but if you're going to come flying at me through a door, we're done. And as most of you probably know, the Annabelle doll that is in the movie Annabelle is not the original Annabelle. The original Annabelle was a Raggedy Ann doll, which is why a lot of people have not dressed up as Raggedy Ann for a very, very long time, because that got out and parents started going, nope, we're not doing that. It's also part of the reason why they did not use a Raggedy Ann doll in Annabelle. let's see, what other ones we got on here? Dracula Untold. Oh, hello. I would marry the actor that plays Vlad, Luke Evans, in this movie in a heartbeat if he were not gay. I'm telling you that right now. This portrayed Vlad the way he should have been portrayed. Not as this monster. He was portrayed as a freaking hero to his country. And that is why I absolutely love this movie. Perfect for Halloween. It's got, you know, the vampire story. It's got war. All right, well, I guess we'll just have to check out some more later. Probably be on tomorrow and let you all know what some of the other best ones there are. Be sure to check out Sinister, Nightmare on Elm Street, and be sure to go check out The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan. You cannot go wrong with M. Night Shyamalan for Halloween. Have a wonderful evening and enjoy your Halloween.